What I'm going to do is I'm going to be talking about 7 tips. So I, as it says in the title of this episode, if that appealed to you, that I'm unlocking the secrets of successful podcasting. And these are tips that if you take to heart, you're going to create a successful podcast. Plain and simple. They're very basic. You're going to see, oh yeah, I know that one. Oh yeah, I know that one too. But the truth is, these are not secrets. You've heard them. But if your podcast is not growing and you're wondering why no one is listening and you're not getting the engagement that you're seeking, then you have to be honest with yourself while you listen today and ask the question, am I actually doing these things? And if so, do I have a process to revisit how each of these are working? It's always good to take a look at your process, at your workflow. Podcasting is a journey. It is a long game, but it's not a one and done thing, right? It's not a set it and forget it thing. The truth is, the podcasting world is huge. You know that. You see all the podcasts coming out every week. It's constantly growing. And this is why, you know, I always talk about you got to go into this with a mindset of I'm excited about this medium. I love the idea of the spoken word. I'm in it for the process. You know, I'm in it for the art form of it all. There is a space for you if you have the excitement and the passion. And you're always on the lookout for how to be better and even more excellent in your approach to podcasting, right? Looking at the stats, looking at your show notes, looking at your categories, like the different things that really matter, to just pay attention, because the cream always rises to the top. So it's a combination of this passion and also being willing to look at the back end details and see what needs to tweak. So let's dive in to these 7 tips to help you create a successful podcast. Tip number one, identify your niche. Yes, this is the one that you hear all the time. But why is it so important? Why is it so important to identify your niche, especially in podcasting? And you know this is important in the online space, because the more that you can get granular, right, to identify the people that you want to reach. If you are focusing on a very specific client and you are speaking to them, then they're going to think you're reading their mind, right? They're going to be like, oh my gosh, she knows exactly what I need. And it just makes the process so much simpler. It really does, right? Because if you say, oh, my clients are everyone, you're just speaking to this big, huge pool of people, and it's not endemic. It's not unique to a specific person. Like, think about yourself. When you are attracted to a certain podcast or a certain online marketer that is speaking your language, it feels very personal and special. So ask yourself the question, what makes your podcast unique? I mean, really ask yourself that question from the side of the listener. Who is your target audience? Who is that person that you are trying to reach? By focusing on a specific topic or a theme, right? So it's a theme, right? Your podcast may have a certain theme and it's very specific. And within that theme, you have topics that appeal to that or relate to that theme, right? That will be interesting and engaging to your listeners. This will be the thing that sets you apart from other podcasts, and it will help you to attract a loyal following. And sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. We may think that we already know we have this nailed down, but it is really about getting honest with yourself. And, you know, maybe this is something, these 7 tips, if you're already a podcaster, go through these every quarter, right? Ask people, ask your audience, survey people, even ask your peers, like someone that you know is brutally honest and that will give you information and do it out of love, right? Like it's not motivated by ego, that they're being completely honest with you. Like you need to really understand, am I reaching the right people? Now, this is if you're just struggling with reaching the right people. One of these 7 things, or maybe like several of these 7 things, are areas that you need to really look at and address. Okay, number two. Tip number two is be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to podcasting. Whether you release new episodes weekly, bi-weekly, or just monthly, as long as you are sticking to a regular schedule. Now look, sometimes things fall off. Sometimes we fall off, and that's okay. Have grace for yourself, grace for your podcast, instead of panic, right? That you're scrambling. Oh my gosh, I missed a week. Oh my gosh. Like, because you know, if you had a family emergency or a death in the family or something happened, that's going to happen. There may be weeks in there where you miss a week. That's going to happen. But if you are committed, you are committed with your heart, you're always going to be sticking to this schedule. You know, your audience isn't going to miss one week if that happens. But really, try to stick to that. Commit. Be the person that commits to sticking to a regular schedule, because this is going to help you build a loyal audience that looks forward to your new episodes. And not only a loyal audience, because let's face it, the truth is you're going to have people that are your loyal audience. They're going to always follow everything you do. But what will happen if we lose that consistency, people will lose interest, not because they don't like you anymore or they're like, oh, she's not being consistent, so I'm done with that podcast. No, people will just forget. They will just move on because of the fact that there are so many other podcasts out there. And there are so many other things that are going to attract attention. So here's a little tip for you. And it's an episode that I recently did. It's called How Not to Pod Fade. This is a great process if you are struggling with consistency. If you are showing up every week, you know, in the week that you're supposed to release an episode or the week ahead. Now, let me tell you, I have clients that are really good at this because they committed. Like that day that they record is a non-negotiable, right? So my clients, you know, I'm a podcast producer. So my clients know that they have to create an episode at least 1 week ahead of their production date because I need to add their episodes into my workflow. But one of the things that I teach my new clients is to be, when you show up every week, yes, be committed to that day every single week is a non-negotiable day. It's protected time, fiercely protected time. Within that, let's say it's an hour and you're recording a solo episode instead of just one episode, think about that hour as a container, or maybe you're recording, you know, two 20-minute episodes, three 15-minute episodes. I mean, whatever. I mean, like that you're showing up to record two episodes in that time, whatever that means for you. Okay. So that you have one session, but you're recording multiple episodes. You have a few topics in mind. You record that first topic, you know, send it to the cloud, do the next one. You are in, you know, AIS, as I like to say, ass in seat for that hour. Or maybe you block out 2 hours. But when you're thinking in twos, like in that container of time, it feels like, okay, I'm showing up for one session, but you're producing more than one episode. And what this does, it is a really important thing to remember. It creates freedom in your life. It creates the longevity you seek in your podcast because you're not scrambling, because you're not figuring out, what the hell am I going to talk about? That if you will always be ahead of the game. Go away, have fun, go on vacation, take time off from your podcast. Because if you're always thinking in twos and you're showing up every week to record multiple episodes, then you'll always have something in the bank. So there's never emergencies when you're doing it this way. And this is the key to being consistent. Tip number three is invest in quality equipment. Investing in quality equipment, such as a good microphone, like the one I'm using right now, is called an ATR 2100. You're not going to break the bank. You're not. This is a microphone that costs maybe around $80. I've had this microphone since I started podcasting in 2014, and it's perfect. It's all you need, right? And then also investing in recording software, but I use all different kinds of recording software. And the one that I'm recording on right now is called Audacity. It's free. There are others that you can use on your iPad or on your phone. Ferrite is one that I really love to use to record. And you can use the free version of that, or you can pay for the license, which I think maybe it is only a license, but it's very low. The expense is like so minimal. It's $30 and then you use it forever. So it is worth investing in quality equipment that will help you to produce a professional sounding podcast. But here's a caveat here. You know, from time to time, I love to do some of my raw and real episodes where I play around. And I have experimented on a few episodes where I have patched together part of the episode where I have recorded using this microphone, my ATR2100, and also using my phone, literally talking into my phone, like right close to the, you know, to the area where the microphone is on the phone with no headset, with nothing, no AirPods. By the way, spoiler alert, AirPods, no good. Don't use those to record. Very poor quality to record, although, you know, the listening quality is superior, is amazing, right? But not for recording. So I say, if you feel that you have figured out your own way of recording and you happen to use your phone, I know some coaches that I've interviewed, they record on their phone with the wired earbuds that come with the iPhone. Excellent quality. So experiment, and I say find the quality that you seek, okay? And you will never have to break the bank, but make sure that you are really paying attention to the audio quality. And if you are experimenting, have fun with it. You know, when I talk about that on this podcast, I'm letting you know that I'm offering options. I'm experimenting. I'm having fun. Because of course, I consider podcasting an art form. So tip number four is engage with your audience. Okay, so what do we mean by that? It is important to encourage your listeners to provide feedback, right? So maybe you do that in a call to action. You do that by asking for ratings and reviews, and you do it in creative and different ways. Maybe you do it at the beginning of an episode, somewhere in the middle of the episode. Maybe you offer a free coaching session, or, you know, a goodie bag, or, you know, something that you can give the love, you know, share the love back to people for, you know, providing feedback in the form of whatever kind of feedback you want. So I mentioned reviews, right? Engaging on social media in a new and clever way, or through your email list. Now, I have to tell you, email list, you know, sending through an email list, I find to be the most engaging, because people have already decided that they want you in their inbox. So that can be really very powerful. And then once people are really engaging with you, this is going to help you to build a community around your podcast and to keep your listeners coming back for more, but to really get in there and to really be thinking ahead of time about how can I create a way that is a way, you know, getting out from behind the microphone and on social media, and then using that as an extension of the podcast to be talking about things that will engage people, that will ask questions that are easy enough for people to answer them. So let's move on to tip number five, is collaborate with other podcasters. So I talk about this a bunch. Collaborating with other podcasters can help you grow your audience and gain more exposure to new listeners. So one of the ways that I talk about this a lot is to consider appearing as a guest on other podcasts, or being strategic about who you're inviting on your show, right? Inviting people and other podcasters to appear on your own show. This can help you build relationships within the podcasting community and attract new listeners. And I've had clients ask me, how do I grow? How do I grow? And I always give them this answer, because they're really interested in, you know, how can I have more downloads? And they've tried all these other things, but they're doing a lot of solo episodes. They're not getting on other podcasts, and they're not inviting guests that are strategic, right? But strategic, and when I say strategic, people that are really going to add value to your audience, that you really want to have a conversation with. And it takes time and effort to really be thinking about who those people are. And sometimes, and I know this because I hear this from my clients, they're afraid to reach out to certain people. And I always say, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. Just be willing to get out from behind the bushes. If you really are passionate about growing, get out of your own way. Not be so caught up in your own fear and your own ego and what will people think. Because if you're on a mission and you have a message to help people, then it's about getting out of your own way and thinking about what your people really need. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to fuel your podcasting passion. So consider collaborating. And this is also a way to create community around your podcasting. And I always say, and have been saying for years, we love the phrase, a rising tide lifts all boats. And this couldn't be more true in this tip, number 5, collaborate with other podcasters. Okay, tip number 6, promote your podcast. Yes, I know we are showing up every week, we're getting on social media, but this is definitely one of the tips, one of the ways to create a successful show, right? So social media, email marketing, which I said earlier, and also word of mouth, right? This is like physical word of mouth. Have cards made with your podcast on it. Have a podcast party with your, you know, with local people in your local city. Have a public talk to talk about something that you talk about and that you riff on in your podcast. This is really valuable, right? So this is really good if you're using social media, you know, you're using Instagram, Facebook, and you're just like, gosh, I'm doing all those things, but it's falling flat. This could be a really good time for you to think about, hey, you know what? When I do something in my local community and I'm talking about something that I do, that I'm an expert at, it's a whole different experience. Okay. Like this is like I'm going to use this example. It has nothing to do with podcasting. Okay. But I am also a knitwear designer. I used to be a knitting magazine editor, and I am still very connected to my designing. My knitting is huge passion for me. And so that I tap into that world by doing local shows. I do local artisan shows throughout the year, a lot of them in the summer, at summertime and during the holidays. And I have people that come out. I have people that are like in the local community that come out just to those shows to see me, new people that come and see, and they can touch and feel the things that I create. And they're just like, it's a whole different experience. They're like touching it, and they're just like oohing and aahing and oogling. And it's like a whole different kind of energy than if I did this for years, and it has fallen flat at times where I can take the same design. Let's say I designed like a hat or a neckerchief or a shawl or a sweater that someone sees on Etsy, for example. And they're like, okay, in the sea of all the sweaters on Etsy. But then they will see me at a local craft show, and it's like the most magical thing that they've ever laid their eyes on. And they have to have it because it's this energy of, it's special, it's unique, I'm here, it's a one of a kind, I'm in your local community, and I must have that beautiful thing that is calling my name. And I can touch it and I can feel it. It's the same thing if you're doing something in your local community to promote your podcast and what you do as a podcaster. It feels so special and unique to the people in your community. This is a way to really create some of those super fans that you hear about, right? Those people that are your ultimate cheerleaders. So don't forget about that, the power of and the energy of being in the same space with humans. Tip number 7 is continuously improve your podcast. And this is what I kind of started with, and I'm circling back, okay? So finally, it's about always looking for ways to improve your podcast. take feedback from your listeners and use that feedback to make your podcast even better, whether it's through better content, improved sound quality, or more engaging guests. Continuously improving your podcast is key to long-term success. So there you go. There are my 7 tips to help you to create a successful podcast by identifying your niche, being consistent, investing in quality equipment, engaging your audience, collaborating with other podcasters, promoting your podcast, and continuously improving your show. You can build a loyal audience and achieve the podcasting success that you seek.